Let's face facts. In this morally bankrupt society, life can be hard as a parent.
That's why we started this podcast, to help tackle tough questions.
To build a community of support and provide a parental break.
Life can come at you fast, and society wants your children.
As a parent, it is our duty to be the leader in the fight.
We have been married for 5 years.
No topic is off limits, and we will give advice from a Christian perspective. We could all use a parental break. Hello and welcome to Parental Break with Jay and Kay. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, since Mother's Day has passed, we are going to talk about our wonderful moms. Honey, you want to start about your wonderful mom?
Sure. Sorry, y'all. I'm so tired.
It is kind of late.
She has been through so much in this last year. And she's a strong mom. And I'm glad God let me be her daughter.
Oh, short and sweet and to the point.
Yeah.
Well, my mom, she's a major fighter for me. Growing up in elementary school and in middle school, not so much high school. I went through a lot because I have a learning disability. My learning disability pertains to auditory processing, which means I think it means that I don't hear information quite well. My brain doesn't take it in as well as I would visually. I believe that's what it means. Don't quote me on that. But, so let's just say school was tough because I learned different from the other kids, as a lot of people do. And my mom was always in my corner, always fighting for me. Of course, if I screwed up and it was my fault, she would come down on me like any mother would. And she would go to bat for me. So would my father, but a lot fell on my mother to fight. And it was constant battles with the school district. And this is why I tell parents when we started this podcast, you're not going to be the favorite of the PTA meeting or the parent-teacher conference, but you're going to be strong. Because what my mom taught me has been instilled into me. And I see too many times parents getting, let's say for the word, screwed by the school district. Because, oh, the school district knows everything and the parents don't know anything about their children or anything like that. And I'm sorry, I call lies on that. But my mom is one of my rocks in my life. My mom is my go-to person when something goes wrong, especially with our daughter. And I take their advice very seriously. But anyways, Caitlin, what else do you want to say about your mom?
You want to give like a little background?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so she was born March 26th, 1969. In Pickens, she was the only child. Very lucky. I'm just kidding. She got married at a very young age, had me, and then she got divorced, and then a few years after that, she met my brother's father, and then when my baby brother was 4 months old, their daddy passed away. And she's been so strong for all of us.
When you think,
she's just a great mama.
Yeah. Hun, when we're talking about mothers and all, what is your full definition of a mother? Because I think our society has gotten mother really confused.
A woman who is there for their children.
And there we go, probably getting blocked by Spotify. So you know, if we do get blocked by Spotify because of what we just said there, which we don't care, let's face facts. The Bible states that it's man and woman, and there's no other genders. There are only two. But we're not going to get into that here. But if we do get blocked on Spotify, we're also on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and many other ones. But yes, it takes a strong woman to be a mother, in my honest opinion. My mom is a definition of a strong woman. And if you want to go from a Christian perspective, a strong Christian woman. Because the Bible talks about Proverbs 31 and what a woman's supposed to be, a woman of faith. Yeah. And my mom always tells me, every day, especially when something goes wrong at work, I'm always in your corner fighting. And I'm sure your mom's that way.
Yeah.
And that I'm here for advice if you ever need it. And we take their advice sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when it comes to Addie. Because let's face it, we're new parents. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll say now semi-new.
Semi-new. Well, Bree is still there. But, but it takes strong values to be a mother. And I'm sorry, I look at society and some of the things that I've seen in society. Let's go back to our friend in Loudoun County and his birthing person. That's not a definition of a mother.
Nope.
You have strong evidence against your son, but yet you're going to defend him and say it's the other person's fault. Instead of admitting, you know what, it's his fault. It's things like that that I have a real problem with the way society goes and the way society defines a mother now. And I read a story somewhere. Some activist in Australia wants to get rid of the idea of Mother's Day because it offends the transgender male that identifies as a woman, so to speak, blah, 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 blah. You saw where Calvin Klein had a pregnant man.
No, I did not.
You did see that?
I did not.
Well, since we're going to get into some other topics here, basically Calvin Klein had a photo shoot, and one of the people in the photo shoot was a transgender man.
Oh, good Lord.
Pregnant. Well, transgender woman that was identified as a man in the photo shoot. Did I just confuse you?
No. I'm just really tired right now.
I think society confuses us.
Well, are you not going to say nothing about me?
Oh. Okay. So let's talk about my wife. My wife. Kidding. What?
So I'm just kidding.
My wife. And watching her be with our daughter and nurturing our daughter the way she nurtures her. Some of the things she takes from our daughter sometimes, let's be honest, I couldn't take, honestly. Sometimes the hitting, sometimes the kicking, you know, those are the kind of things that, yes, as a male, I will take sometimes, but my wife is so patient when it comes to our daughter. Me, on the other hand, I'm not going to lie. After the first, second time, there ain't a third time, is there, honey?
Nope.
Caitlin will give you 3, 4, maybe 5, maybe even 6 times before she loses her cool with our daughter if she has to. Me, it's only 3. God, I make myself sound more weak than I usually than most people. But a lot of that is because of your daycare background, isn't it, honey? You've had to learn how to nurture children and listen to children and be patient with children, right?
Yep. And I also became, you know, sister almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's and part of that too.
Part sister, part mother too. Because you help raise Nate. Yep. And you kind of helped raise Leon too, didn't you?
Yep, after their daddy died.
So, I mean, you kind of, at a younger age, started getting into the mode of motherhood, did you not? And see, I see that with our daughter and the things you do with our daughter. And it makes me realize how great of a mother you are to our daughter. You may not think it. I know you're going to say it. But the things you do for our daughter and the way you teach her, let's just face it, I couldn't do those things. And I'm going to be honest. And so let's do a background on my mother a little bit. My mom was born March 10th of 1959. She was actually born here in South Carolina, but then when she was 13, she moved to Montana.
Hence how she and his dad met.
Yep. And before anybody asks, no, I wasn't born in Montana, even though when I was a kid, I would say I used to live in Montana. Side note, when I retire and kids are gone and everybody's gone, I want to move to Montana. Let's just be honest. It's beautiful countryside, and you'll get to see it in July.
Yeah, I've never been there, so I don't know.
And we may do a podcast from there. We haven't decided yet. It's just dependent on how well we can do the equipment out there.
But with us being so busy, I don't know.
We may be able to do one late at night, one podcast maybe. I don't know. We got to continue growing our podcast and all that. But my mother, like I said, is my rock and my go-to person, especially when it comes to our daughter too, sometimes. Because let's face it, parents, we're never going to get it right all the time. If we did, there wouldn't be any room for improvement as parents. And we're not going to get it right. And we continue learning. I always have a philosophy in life that if you're not learning anything, you're 6 feet under. Because it's true. You learn something new every day. And you don't go through life continuing having the same things. There's always something new that pops up that you weren't aware of before. And it's the great thing about our lives is we have that ability to learn so much knowledge. And my mom instilled in me a long time ago how you never take no for an answer. You always push the envelope. And you push the envelope in a way that it doesn't come across as hostile, but it comes across as definitive. In other words, if you're in a parent and teacher conference and they're talking about getting rid of an accommodation of your child, you explain to them why that's a bad way to do it and what it will involve doing if they do that. Too many people take the word no as the answer in this society. And that's why I say, parents, you need to be stronger for your children. Because your children are your flesh and blood. Your children, you've been there for your children from day one, from the day they were born. You shouldn't let a government tell you how your children should think. You shouldn't let some teacher that identifies that's a woman but identifies as a man what pronouns are. You tell your kids how they should think. That's why you're so important to that puzzle piece in a child's life. Because they're going to grow up and they're going to instill some of the knowledge that you put in them. And if you put in bad knowledge, it will show. There are some kids I know to this day, their parents weren't around. And they would not give them the time of day. And guess what? They grew up being exact same way. And that's why it is so important to stay in your child's life through everything. Every hurt, every happiness, every joy. And that's what it takes to be a mother too. You need to be there for your child. And if they need advice, you need to give them the advice. I think I took the mic there. Caitlin, you got anything to say?
I do want to remember my grandma, my mom's mom.
Yes.
She was a major part of my life. She helped raise me. Her and my grandpa, but she's still living. But my grandma passed away almost 3 months before me and Justin got married in 17, so about 5 years ago. And I just miss her every day. I miss our talks and stuff. I don't need no tissue.
Okay.
I'm good.
That's your tender heart that also I think with a mother has to happen too. You have to have a tender heart. You can't be a heartless individual. You have to not only nurture your child, you need to care about your child too. And I think every day I watch you raise our daughter and, you know, getting to raise our daughter beside you. And there are days that's tough. It really is tough. There are days we literally collapse in the bed because we're so tired. Because we've been trying to work with our child and everything. But those are the times that make you even tougher as an individual. Because my mom was that way too. She, from sun up to sundown, she was always constantly in my brother's life, in my life, which, I mean, if you've listened to our podcast before, you know why I don't speak to my brother anymore. Because betrayal is a bad thing. And it hurts still, but especially when it comes to my mom, who fought for my brother, who fought for me, only to betray your own flesh and blood in the end, it really hurts. But we need to realize as parents, like I said, we're the biggest puzzle piece and the main puzzle piece in a child's life. Because you know how they say little ears are always listening? They are always listening and they are always watching. And they feel like, well, Dad can get away with that. Why can't I?
I mean, Addie's like a little tape recorder.
Yeah. You were joking around with her saying, doing booty, booty, booty.
Broken everywhere.
Yeah.
And she did that in Walmart.
And she did that in Walmart. We're like, okay, maybe we shouldn't say this anymore.
Justin said, that's all you. I said, I didn't think she was going to really say it.
I didn't think so either. It was kind of funny. And it was way out of the blue, too. Do you want anything else to say on this podcast before we end this short one and go to our main one?
I just want to say I love y'all. I love my mama, my mother-in-law, and my grandma. And also Justin's other grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
That are still with us. They are also strong women.
And I'm going to say this about you, Caitlin. I may start crying. We're going on 5 years of marriage right now.
We are on 5 years.
Oh, we are on five
not
years.
Not going on.
Okay, we're going on six. Excuse me. And watching you raise our daughter and watching you take care of me in my situations from my shoulder surgery for us going through COVID and.
Which we don't have it right now.
No, we don't have it right now. But I see these things and, you know, the world's going to what it's going to. I can't imagine life without you. And I'm glad I asked you to marry me. What is it now? Seven, 8 years ago.
Almost seven.
He's seven on my birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm glad I asked you to marry me when I did. And that no matter how hard life gets, or how tough it gets, or how much it gets to the point where, you know, we'll have to make the hard decisions, we'll make them together because we're a team. And guys, if you're not married, or if you are married, stay a team with your spouse. Even if you're divorced, stay a team with your former spouse. Because that's the most important thing in a child's life, is that their parents are always a team in a way. Even if it's being a team in a different way, as such as divorce. Right, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Because you see too many times, and I believe I talked to a friend about this the other day. I asked him while we were working. I was like, so are you cordial with your son's mother, because he's not married to her? He's like, oh yeah. And he's like, there's days that's very, very tough. And there are days that you want to say, you know, that's it, I'm done. But you also have to realize that your child is watching you. And if you don't treat your, I think Darman did this one time. If you don't treat the woman that birthed your child, no matter how south the marriage went, if you don't treat them the way they should be treated, and honestly, you treat them the same way you would treat your wife, your child's going to see that. And your child's going to think, if you're treating them like dirt, that's how you're supposed to treat a woman. And you see too many times in society, you read papers all the time and news articles where a man beats a woman, or a man rapes a woman, or a man does this. And you think about it, what if the parents actually stepped in at a young time in their life and actually gave a darn about their kids? Would they have grown up to be a murderer? Would they have grown up to be a rapist? I guarantee you, maybe 80, 90% of the time, the answer would have been no, they wouldn't have. Because they would have had those values and those morals instilled into their children. And I think this goes into our podcast from last week about our friend in South Carolina, Caitlin. What those parents are doing is leading that child astray. He thinks he can do it now. He can get away with it now. He can get away with it in a few years. Because you have not instilled morals into that child. Because obviously, if you had, they weren't paying attention to you when you were telling them the things. What you did there is not protecting your child. What you did there is leading your child astray. And honestly, I don't call you parents. You are disgusting human beings for what you did. And then to have the audacity to turn around and ask the parents' victims to stop talking about him. You are a disgusting individual. And I hope when the world ends, you get what's coming to you. Because that's not a strong mother. That's not a strong father. That's two individuals trying to make it sound like their child can do no wrong. And I got news for you. In a society that we live in today, your child can do wrong. And your child did do wrong. But to everyone that listens to our podcast, I'm going to round it out like this. Be strong and realize your kids are paying attention. They will listen to everything you do. And they watch everything you do. So I'm not saying be careful. But if you have a moral that you need to stand on, you need to stand on it. And you need to instill those morals into your child. Caitlin, you want to say anything else before we end this podcast? Well, I think that'll about do it for this episode. We're probably going to do one more episode and then you'll probably see another one this Sunday. But that'll do it for Parental Break with J&K. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, we have now reached 10 episodes. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, please email us at the email provided. Caitlin and I have decided after 10 episodes, we are now going to allow guests. So if you're interested, email us. We will email you back. We hope you have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.